Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What do you think is your most toxic trait? Raven, I'm looking at this list that just popped up. It's trending about how to spot toxic traits in relationships and in your friends.
Okay.
And I'm looking over this list of things, and I'm thinking some of us have these.
Of course.
And then there's other ones that, like, hate different ones. But I think that everybody has some toxic traits. Like, it's just part of being a human being.
Well, right. Eye of the beholder, too, right? Mm-hmm. What is toxic for one person may be all that the other person enjoys or wants in their life, right? And it's quite something to turn the mirror on yourself.
Right.
And look at yourself and say, which one of these is me and which one is truly detrimental?
Absolutely. So I'm looking at this list. Let's go over a few of them. So one is a toxic trait is being judgmental. And I can't stand people that are judgy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, do what you want with your life. And, like, and it's none of your business. Stay out of it. Like, I've always truly believed that.
Yes. But on the other hand, there's a certain amount of judgment that's in everybody's nature. I mean, it's part of what we do here every single day.
Toxic trait is being unkind. People that are unkind. And I have so little respect for people that are unkind.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, be nice to people. Even if you have to fake it, be nice to people.
That one's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Right.
Dishonest people. I don't like liars. Liars irk me. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, if you're over the age of 10,
sure,
there should not be a reason why you're lying about anything.
I'll just say it requires the degree of what is it, is the level of your lie, and what is it involved? Because, again, sometimes it makes sense to lie.
Lack empathy. This one I kind of see myself in. I'm not very empathetic.
Sympathetic to some, right, in certain situations, right?
Overly competitive is a toxic trait.
Uh-oh. Now we got problems.
Yeah, that's something I am. I don't know. What do you think is your toxic trait, Raven?
I'm antagonistic. You know, whether I don't know that I was always antagonistic because I've been doing this so long. So, I mean, like 30 years I've been in radio. And at this point, like, my job is to create conversation, right? Like, we have a conversation and I always consider the other aspect of it, right? So if somebody has an opinion, I have the opposite opinion. And it doesn't mean that I necessarily believe that, but I'm going to ask it. I'm going to raise it. And I'm going to continue to press on that. And that drives some people nuts, like my wife.
I'm sure. I was thinking about, like, what's my toxic trait?
Yeah.
One, I never truly forgive people.
Sure.
Like, even if I say, like, no, we're good. Listen, we're never going to be
good again. Right.
If you wrong me once, it's never going to be okay again. You're going to be on my list pretty much forever at that point.
Yeah. Some people would say that that's smart for your defense, but okay.
And I'm a control freak. Like, I know that. Like, and trying to, like, figure out how to navigate that while still keeping order in your life is difficult. I think a lot of moms have that control freak problem, too, because not only do you have to manage and, you know, control your work life, but then you also have to control your family life and make sure all that is operating well, too.
Well, you know, wise people would say control is an illusion, but I understand what you're doing. I mean, you're trying to keep things safe. The funny part is when these things come together and they overlap, right? Then you see that it's really part of your personality.
Tina, what's your toxic trait?
Oh, I would have to say it is my sarcasm. I just can't help it. I don't know. Anytime my husband's like, oh, do you want me to put this thing over near the barbecue? I'll be like, what do you think? Like, it's just dumb questions annoy me. So I'm kind of sarcastic a lot.
I think that's one of mine, too.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think it's all of ours.
Yeah. I think in general, most people are sarcastic.
I lose patience for conversations that they don't matter at all. I lose patience.
That's a toxic trait, and a lot of people have it.
Yep.
What's your toxic trait? You have one? 1-800-330-9999. Trending, it's what's your toxic trait? There's all these articles right now about how to spot toxic traits in relationships and in friendships. And it's funny because you look through the list and you're like, some of these I see in myself.
Sure.
And others I see in other people.
Every time you name one, so far, I mean, my percentages are like 75%. I've got a piece of at least each of these, right?
People that refuse to grow, that's a toxic trait.
Yeah, that one, not me.
Mm-hmm. People that always play victim. We were talking about that one. That's a toxic trait.
Sure.
Yeah. People that can't be serious. Oh, that's my least favorite. Like when you're trying to have a real conversation with somebody and they keep cracking jokes or like they won't make eye contact. Like, what? We have to talk here, you know? Yeah,
when I see that or encounter that, I often think to myself, like, you know, this is a defense mechanism that they have built up too over time because they obviously have some sort of trauma or upsetting things too.
I have a toxic trait where I say, when my friends ask me what I want to do and I say I'm down for anything, I'm not actually down for anything.
You're not.
There has to be like, there has to be a parking lot where it's convenient parking. It has to be early enough that I can go to bed by 9 o'clock. They have to serve margaritas. Like, I'm not really down.
Your list of demands has gotten longer. Right, it has.
Nate, what's your toxic trait?
I guess cynicism. I don't really give people the benefit of the doubt all the time. I just kind of think they're up to something or they have a motive, and
I mean, I think that for a bit, like, we've kind of been trained that way, right, in some ways, right? I mean, I think that if you go around, listen, you want, in general, people are good, but a person can have all sorts of different motives. Once you get burned a couple times, you don't want to get burned again. Those are hard lessons to learn, you know, especially when you get burned financially or whatever, you know, or something that puts your freedom at risk or somebody you care about. You'll remember that forever. It's traumatizing.
I don't think being cynical is that bad of a trait. I have the opposite where I innately believe people are good until you prove me wrong.
Oh.
And I, like, have a reputation with a couple of my good girlfriends that, like, I am not a good judge of character off the bat. Because I always think people are good and they have the best intentions. And as I've learned, that's not a real thing. David, what do you think is your most toxic trait?
So if I hear people that, like, if they chew a little loudly, I automatically just, after I go on a date with them or hang out with them, I'll block them. Automatically. Just, no, I can't stand, like, people chewing. It reminds me of a horse and it kind of makes me sick.
Wow. I think I fall under the judgmental toxic trait, don't you think?
Like,
you're very judgy of somebody. If you don't like the way they eat, then you've eliminated them from your life by blocking them.
You can't stop your mind from having an impulsive thought. It's what you say out loud, what you let your face, you know, reveal.
Who you block.
Yes.
Because they sound like a horse.
Yes, there's that. Right. Right. Maybe you do want to come to some sort of understanding of your feelings on that and have like a thing that you do, like an exercise you do instead of doing that next time. I don't know.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.